One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's War Games at Survivor Series War Games 2023, and today is predictions time. Hello, I am Pete Quinnell. I'm joined by your Jam That Champion, Dan Layton.
Over 100 days.
Over 100 days.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you know I've also done that, actually? Yeah. Done over 100 days.
Who remembers? Nobody.
Held a celebration on the podcast.
Did you?
Yeah. There was some nice banners. We got little party poppers and stuff. It was really nice.
Because you have to buy friends.
Well, I'm going to be challenging Dan Layton for the Jam That Championship at Survivor Series War Games, which you can watch with us, by the way. Come on down to the Long Arm Pub and Brewery, and we're hosting a watch party. Come along. It's going to be a great time, and you get to see me win the Jam That Championship. It's going to be great.
It's a really fun time. We do like our days at the Long Arm. It's really fun to chat with all of you, to share the experience with all of you, to watch the show. Last time, a lot of people wanted to hold my belt. And I just would like to say here and now, no. Only the champion gets to hold this. All right?
Which is why I will be holding it at Survivor Series War Games.
Oh, and I bet you'll be like, oh, everyone can come and have a picture with the belt. Oh, yeah. Oh, you cow to the people.
Yeah. I can't wait to get the hands back. The hands. My hands.
He loves the hands.
I love the hands.
He can't wait to get them back.
On my belt. Anyway, let's do some predictions, shall we?
Yeah, go on then.
Let's start off with what I think will be one of the more contentious matches we've got.
First of all, can we talk about how it's another five-match card?
It's a five-match card, and I assume two of these matches, the War Games ones, will be a bit longer.
Yeah, because they famously don't start until everyone's in the ring, I hate that terminology.
It's a really weird ruling.
Because they absolutely do start. Like that. Yeah. This is not just a thing that happens for fun.
It's not a pre-match.
It's a match. They're in there. They just can't. You can't score a pinfall till everyone's entered.
Yeah.
You know, that's like saying that the Royal Rumble match doesn't technically start
until number 30's in.
Exactly, because then no one, you know. Like, come on, let's be honest.
But let's start with one of those War Games matches for our predictions here. We have got the Women's War Games match here. The babyface team of Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Shotzi, and Becky Lynch versus the new era of Damage Control with Bayley, Asuka, Io Sky, and Kairi Sane.
I would expect this to open the show.
I expect this to open the show.
Yeah.
And I think should be really good.
I think it will be good too. Like, we have EO. Well, I mean, two of Damage Control were in there last year. Was Asuka in there as well? I can't remember. I don't think so. Yes. No, it was Bianca and Friends.
Sure, yeah.
It was Bianca.
They all blend together.
Asuka, Alexa, Becky, and someone else versus. I watched this literally 2 days ago. Oh, it was Meechan.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
And then Damage Control plus Rhea and Nikki Cross. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have a lot of prior experience in this match. They put on a great show last year. So I would highly expect them to do the same this time.
Yeah, I would be surprised if Damage Control don't win.
Right.
Because I think they need this.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, you think, you know, this is the brand new and improved Damage Control. Mm-hmm. The great visuals that they took when Asuka joined and they had that five all holding their hands in the air. That moment where Bayley was like, do I get to join in the hug? After having previously in the show saying, I don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's quite a story. And then you got those great shots they took backstage, the pro shots. Mm-hmm. This is a new damage control. It's a new era. So to establish them as dominant in the way they never managed to last year when they debuted, you need them to win.
Agreed. Yes. And I absolutely think they will, which is why I'm predicting damage control here, because I think that they would be foolish to not do it. And I know there is a little bit of dissension with Bayley in that of sorts right now, and to whether, oh, is she in the group? Are they going to kick her out? Blah, blah, blah. I don't think this is the time to do that. You can stretch that out. And I think that maybe Bayley gets in a bit of hot water and they save her and they win despite Bayley.
Right, that's like, interesting.
Yeah, so they like overcome Bayley's setbacks. And Bayley's like, yeah, we won. And they're like, we won, really? But, you know, yes, sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way you progress that story. I still think Damage Control wins here.
It's a good shout. My feeling and my prediction is that Damage Control will lose.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of Bayley. So my argument, if I'm in that creative room, is that, yeah, everything that I just said, and I completely agree with you, it's a great way to get them off to a good start. They need the win. However, having Bayley cost them the match in some way. We've seen her desperately try and save Io, try and help her out. That's where why she was at ringside when Kairi re-debuted at, was it Crown Jewel?
Yes.
What was it called? One of the Saudi shows. They all blend into
Crown
one.
Jewel.
When we saw Kairi re-debut, Bayley was there trying to help. Io's been like, I don't need you to help. Mm-hmm. Bayley's story at the moment is kind of that she's so desperate to have friends. On Raw this week, she was wearing Asuka's shirt. Mm. She wasn't wearing a Damage Control shirt. She was wearing Asuka's shirt. She's, you know, EO's biggest champion. She's insecure to the point of almost psychosis. When any of the backstage segments, Dakota sort of has to suggest that it's Bayley's idea in order to get her on side kind of thing. I can potentially see a situation where Bayley puts herself in harm's way in order that she saves the day for Damage Control, and in doing so costs them the match. And I don't think that then makes what I think of as Damage Control, which is Dakota, Asuka, Kairi, and Io. It's astonishing how quickly I've already gone there. It doesn't make them look any weaker, and it gives them strong justification to shift Bayley out of the way and replace her with a new leader. And I have someone in mind for that at a later date. Should I say it now? Do you want to know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd bring in Mercedes. I'd pay her anything she wants. I would pay Mercedes Moné anything she wants. I'd even let her stay Mercedes Moné.
Yeah.
Because the idea of a Damage Control led by someone else who knows that side of the world, who's been there, who also knows how to dominate, who is the boss, the CEO, all of that stuff, I think that would be, and is the one to push Bayley back to her supposed best friend.
Yeah.
Is now the one taking charge.
That's fun.
I think that's a really interesting something you could play with. You can build that. That's got WrestleMania real on over it.
It's fun, like, dynamic.
So anyway, either way, that's fantasy booking. That's getting way ahead of myself. I don't know that will happen in any way, shape, or form, but I do think Bayley is going to cost Damage Control this match.
Oof. Ooh, it's strong. I do think that regardless of whichever way the result goes, the focus of this match is Damage Control.
Yeah.
It's their dissension losing them the match, or it's their dissension and they win in spite of it.
Yeah,
and I think they're the focus here.
You also have a really interesting... They're absolutely the focus. Like, I don't think anything will take away from that. You also have an interesting wrinkle on the other side with Charlotte and Becky.
Absolutely.
Which is another WrestleMania main event that I want to see. Like,
sure,
I love the idea of them fixing their problems with a hug at WrestleMania and me being in the audience and crying. That's that's what I want for my life.
Sure, yeah.
But no, I think it's a really interesting match, dynamics-wise. I don't think the face team, any of them, need the win.
No, I don't think so.
But I think they won't be the story either way.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Well, let's move over to a match that I think is a bit easier to predict. Mm-hmm. Let's go for the Women's World Championship match with Rhea Ripley and Zoe Stark.
Yeah. I'll go first because you went first last time.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to put my neck out and say Rhea Ripley's going to retain here.
Oh, it's a bold prediction.
It's a bold choice.
It's Rhea. Rhea's winning. Sorry, Zoe Stark.
No, like it's not a mark against Zoe Stark, to coin a phrase and rhyme.
Yeah.
She's great. I have a lot of time for Zoe Stark. I think she's brilliant in the ring. She's still new. She's still, you know, growing and getting used to the demands of the WWE ring. Mm-hmm. she's not the best on the mic at the moment. She's not bad, but like it's very much like throwing someone out there in a pool and telling them to swim.
Yes.
And they've only just got their first like 5 meter badge or whatever. Mm. Like, that's my tortured metaphor of the week. But yeah, like she's good. She's solid. They'll have a good match. I feel like she had great chemistry with Becky over the summer. Mm. This just isn't her time.
No, absolutely not.
And nor is it the time to take the belt off Rhea.
No, absolutely not. Rhea should be holding that belt for a little while longer, I think. So yes, both going Rhea on this one makes sense.
Do you feel in any way that having Rhea hold it till Mania makes the belt less special because she's not really defending it as often? I know we just predicted a match for her, and she had a match, you know, at Crown Jewel, etc.
I think the length of the reign doesn't matter. It's what's in it.
Okay.
Well, as in, to a degree, obviously it matters how long the reign is. But whether she holds it to Mania, whether she holds it to Elimination Chamber, whether she holds it to Royal Rumble, whatever, if she has a ton of defenses in between now and then, it's still going to be like, wow, what a reign. This is really cool. I don't think the year length matters. Like, it doesn't matter if she gets to WrestleMania if there's no defenses between now and then. It's why Roman's reign isn't quite working for me currently, because he's never around anymore.
Yeah, totally.
You know, since Mania, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think it's still going to be good. Mm. If as long as she just keeps defending the belt regularly, that would be great. Speaking of defending the belt, we're going to move over to Gunther versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. I'll predict first. It's bloody Gunther, isn't it? Miz ain't winning.
Yeah.
Please. Please don't have Miz win.
We were having a little conversation upstairs about this because as we saw on Raw, this going up on Wednesday.
It's going up tomorrow. So
as we saw on Raw last night, or 2 nights ago, however you want to play it.
Yeah.
The stare down between The Miz and Gunther was quite spectacular. I didn't think it started that well, but by the end of it, it was the lines that Gunther was laying out there was brilliant, and Miz sort of met his moment at the end there as well. I have long said that I'm a Miz apologist. You know, I think Miz has a lot more talent than he gets credit for, and this could well be his first 5-star match. And my little joke about that is that if he delivers anything less than a 5-star match, I'll vacate this belt. That is a joke. Nobody's taking this from me.
It's gospel. You've said it. It's a legally binding verbal contract.
Okay. I am a comedian.
Okay, sure.
But no, Gunther is winning this match. I think this is going to be a good match. I think they've done a decent job with the storyline.
Absolutely.
But Gunther... I'm coming around to Gunther keeping it till Mania.
Same.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't think totally. I would. I thought I wanted to get him out of the way so he can headline a Mania or get a main event at Mania. But honestly, weirdly, he could do it anyway.
Why not both?
Why not both?
Why not both?
Yeah.
Just headline Mania anyway, still with the belt.
Yeah.
And, or, he could just challenge for the World Heavyweight title while still being
I don't want him to have both of the belts. I think his reign with the Intercontinental title has shown how important it is to have a title in that division. Do you know what I mean?
Here's my pitch.
Go.
You do a double champ, but you do it right, where they defend both belts separately.
Oh, in two matches.
In two different matches. That's the point. That's why, like, being a double champion is so draining on people, because they have to keep defending both belts, and people are coming at them from all sides. You're the target for everybody now. And that's what makes people exhausted, and that's how he drops the IC belt, because he's just defending his belts all the time, and he's like, damn, I'm wrestling a lot, and then on the same night, he has to defer on a pay-per-view, a couple months after maybe, he has to defend the IC belt and the World Heavyweight title. Maybe it's the World Heavyweight one in the opener, and then later on, he's exhausted, and he loses the IC belt to Chad Gable or something.
That's a really good pitch. I've not heard it
I
like
think
that.
That's fun.
Or, alternatively, he could just lay the Intercontinental title in the ring and say, I don't want to defend this anymore because I want the AEW title.
Don't do that!
Something he could do.
Don't do that. It's like Dolph Ziggler in 2017.
That was weird. Do you remember that?
When he won the US title and then went, I don't want this, and then left, and then came back in the number 30 spot of the Royal Rumble, and everyone, ooh, what's Dolph Ziggler going to do?
Nothing.
He lasted 2 minutes, got eliminated, and then they never mentioned it again.
Weird choices.
What are you playing at? Anywho, so we've both gone for Gunther.
Absolutely Gunther, yeah.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry?
and some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's move on to the last singles match here before we get into the last War Games match, and that is Carlito versus Santos Escobar.
Escobar.
This is quite the interesting match, I think. I'm quite curious to see how this match is going to play out. Because this, I think, the structure of the match, not necessarily the result, the structure of the match, I think, is going to tell us what WWE see in Santos Escobar. How highly do they rate him? Are they just doing a heel turn so he can have a few with Rey and then Rey can win and then we move on and Santos is just whatever? Or is this, no, Santos is the next guy. We're going to push him beyond this. Because I think that this should be Santos's coming out party.
Yeah.
This should be his, like, no, I'm a very serious singles wrestler. Y'all should take me seriously. I'm not Rey's lackey or anything. I'm not just a guy in the LWO. I'm now going to be the guy. I think this should be the match to do it. So I think Santos should get a really good showing in this match.
Well, I mean, he had a great run in NXT with regard to Del Fantasma, and they brought that to the main roster, and it kind of was circumstantial in a way that he turned babyface. And I thought at the time that it took a lot of his teeth out from him.
Agreed.
I thought that he just became a member of the LWO. And this is going to sound weird. I even thought it made him look younger than he is. I think it made him look like a more of a child, more of an upstart.
He smiled more.
He had more. he had pigtails half the time.
Yeah.
Like, there was something about it that was like not bad by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. I like what they were doing. I liked the unit of the LWO, but I think this kind of like bit by bit taking the US title opportunity from him to give it to Rey, who then gets the belt, who then doesn't have a match with Santos, all this kind of stuff, was a really good little choice. And then to bring back the idea of the Legado del Fantasma, I envision them doing something along those lines, having sort of like, you know, gang warfare, because, I mean, Triple H loves a faction, doesn't he?
Like, so much.
So, you know, there's Lotharios down there in NXT. There's a legion of Dragon Lee can get involved if they want to. There's a bunch of stars they can get involved in this LWO storyline. I think Santos is somebody that you can build a future around if you want to. He's a fantastic talent. Great on the mic as well. Showed that the other week. He stumbled a little bit at the end there because Zelina didn't come out in time. He needed to finish his sentence. He ran out of words. So that's a place where you can get better. Everyone can improve on that. But no, I think he's great. I think he has to win here. We were having that conversation about Damage Control needing the win to solidify themselves. Santos needs to get off on the right foot here.
Yeah.
And I think that's a Santos win. So that's my prediction.
I agree. I think Santos is winning here. I'd be very surprised if Carlito wins this one. And I think this would really take the legs out from the heel turn if Santos loses.
Can I quickly veer into unpopular opinion territory.
Uh-oh.
You know that meme that's like the bit from Tangled where everyone's got the knife around him? Yeah. They're like, what opinion of wrestling would have you
like this? Yeah.
Mine is that Carlito's new theme slaps. I love it. People do not like that new theme, but I have a little vibe every time he comes out. It's great.
See, the thing is, I feel like this is the same argument as... Well, it's not the same
You know what cool is? It's great. I love it.
I think it's not the same argument because I don't actually like this song. But it's the same theory behind Adam Cole's NXT singles theme.
Mm.
It wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, like, terrible. I've heard way worse. But it is so much worse than Undisputed Era's theme that I'm like, this is terrible. This is awful. This is one of the worst themes I've ever heard because it's such a step down.
Yeah.
Carlito's theme is like... But his other one is so much better.
They're both great.
I disagree.
I'm sorry. If Carlito's new theme comes on at the club, I'm... Well, probably in bed already. But, yeah, like, still.
You're in a club? This is weird.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
This theme comes on in a club, and I would not hear it because I'm not there. But anyway, so we both had Santos in that match. Let's move on to the final prediction. There are only 5 matches on this card.
I'm just going to slot a quick one in there.
Oh, here we go.
Do you think Shinsuke's doing anything?
Nah.
I don't think so either.
At most, an angle, but not a match.
It's because if he would have laid... The thing is, they've done so much to try and like stifle the idea of the Punk return that if they wanted to even keep that flame alive a little bit, I think Shinsuke would have laid out an open challenge that I'm going to be at Survivor Series. Yep. Didn't do that.
No.
I just only bring it up because I saw the conversation online. Mm-hmm. Some people are still desperately clinging to it. I completely understand why.
I get it.
But WWE have done their darndest to... be like, that's not happening.
Yeah, this isn't what this is.
I will feel really bad for them if for whatever reason, they get, you know, heat for it.
Yeah.
Let's do the main event.
The final match, which will most likely be the main event of the show, the men's War Games match. Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and, as confirmed on social media and not on Raw, Randy Orton versus the Judgment Day of Damian Priest, Finn Balor, Dirty Dom, and JD McDonagh, and their pal, Drew McIntyre.
That's not their pal. He doesn't like them. He says so.
Their buddy for this match.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre.
Their additional friend. Not a member.
Not a member, crucially. This match is quite interesting because you've got a lot of different pieces spinning here.
Mm.
Not just the babyface dynamics between the different people here with, like, you know, when it was heavily hinted it was Randy Orton, Jey Uso's like, whoa, he doesn't like me. I'm one of the reasons why he's injured. Uh-oh. So there's a little bit of dynamics between the babyface team here. Also, the freshly turned heel Drew McIntyre. You probably don't want to give him a loss super early either. There's a lot of the Judgment Day dissension that's been happening as well. Damian Priest calling himself the leader. And then it'd be like, well, you're not actually the leader, but we will make you the leader for War Games.
Mm.
So then there's another argument of Damian Priest, you know, leading the charge for Judgment Day here and how that dynamic's going to play out in the match. There's so many different spinning plates in this one. Is it me to go first or is it you for this one? Who predicted first last time? I can't remember.
I'm going to let you go.
Okay, me going first. I think the babyface team wins here. Okay, so Randy Orton's just come back. Mm-hmm. This is a return match. I think they're going to have Damage Control winning the opener, boo heels.
Mm-hmm.
Babyface wins in the main event, feel good ending. Mm-hmm. That's nice. And you get the moment of Cody and all the babyfaces, Cody and Randy Orton reunited and, you know, raising their arms together. That's going to feel really good. And I think you protect Drew McIntyre in defeat by obviously him not taking the pin, him not being involved in the finish at all. And it's more reason for Judgment Day to hate Damian Priest because he's the leader and he didn't get the win for them.
Mm.
So I think there's a lot of story potential from the babyface team winning here over Judgment Day's. That's going to be my prediction. Babyface team wins.
It's a good prediction. And I think, as you say, there's a lot of moving parts here. And I look at this and I see two people, possibly even three, in the heel team that could eat a pin.
Mm.
You know, Dirty Dom, JD, to an extent Finn could eat a pin. Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
And I only see one on the face side that I think could take the pin and have it further a story.
Mm.
And that's the one I think is going to do it.
Interesting.
So I'm predicting a Judgment Day win.
Oh, this is interesting. Yeah. Okay. Who's taking the pin then?
Jey Uso.
But he took the pin on Raw, Dan.
Yeah. And I actually liked that they took the pin on Raw. Because okay. on Raw, there was... I mean, I didn't like the match, but I liked it. But I liked the wrinkle in the story where Jay, who has been getting this main event Jey Uso push, this whole idea of the you know, Yeet is getting over in a massive Absolutely. Way. Every time he strikes a punch, it's like yep. fun. People love him. Like when
it's the meat chance in AEW.
It is,
but it's the Yeet chance in
But
WWE.
Every single time his music hits, the crowd goes nuts. Those yep. great sweeping shots of all of this mm-hmm. business.
Yeah.
But there was a moment there where he was chatting to Seth where he was like, a little bit like, I don't know if I'm in over my head here. Mm-hmm. There's a bravado. He's still that, you know, kind of browbeaten guy who's fledgling making his way out of mm-hmm. the bloodline.
Yeah.
It's interesting that we've got Sammy and Jay on the same side again, but this time on the side of good. Mm. And Drew McIntyre was with Sammy last time, and now he's on. There's all of that stuff going on. I think the idea of Jay taking a pin here is kind of interesting. It could have it to Drew, could have it to Damian. I don't know. I think there is a lot more that can be said to continue the idea of Jey Uso let us down. Mm. Jey Uso is not, you know, maybe spin off into a feud with Seth. Mm-hmm. What does Randy's return look like? What's that? Like, does Randy turn heel in the middle of the match? Will that be like, far more interesting to us than just having Randy Orton be a babyface legend?
Legitimately,
yeah.
You can make the argument because Drew is so upset with Jey Uso, it's fueled his entire heel turn, right? Mm. He's like, I'm not forgetting what Jey did to me.
Yeah.
You can make the same argument for Orton. Like, he comes out and he gets in the match and he's like, okay, cool, I'm going to RKO you now.
Yeah.
And he just does it, and then the heels win. And he's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't forget you screwed me over.
Because And the thing was, we had this last year with the whole Bloodline versus KO storyline where mm-hmm. Kevin and Sammy weren't fighting until they had to make a choice, and yeah. Sammy made his choice.
Yeah.
It's a very similar thing. You can go the whole match with Randy fighting the good fight, as mm-hmm. it were, and then just being like, yeah, but I ain't forgotten, so sod ya. Like, I think there's a really interesting story that could go there in terms of shock, in terms of continuing the story, in terms of doing something interesting. I see it for Judgment Day getting a moment of victory here, especially because I have the babyface winning at the beginning of the show.
Right.
So I'm going to firm predict Judgment Day and Drew McIntyre. I also, because it's a prediction stream, and it wouldn't be a prediction stream if I didn't, mm-hmm. I'm going to say that maybe Damian Priest cashes in.
Sure, why not?
Imagine if Drew McIntyre hits the Claymore and then Damian Priest cashes in and wins the belt, and then Drew's like, hang on, and then they edge him out of Judgment Day, and then Drew's like, you know, because this whole business, which I love, of I'm the leader of this team, you're the leader in War Games.
Yes.
Like, there's that level of dissension. They've already added JD McDonagh. He doesn't really like that. I don't know. And I think Damian Priest has massive star potential, and this all comes back to me watching him on Sunday brunch. Like, I was going to say a bad word. On Sunday brunch, I watched him do an interview. The guy's great. Mm-hmm. He's so cool. And he can do brilliant stuff. He carried that match with Bad Bunny to absolute, you know, success. So there's an argument to be made for a lot of different things here. Mm. And I think the best one, in my mind, is a Judgment Day win.
That's so interesting. This is going to be a hell of a prediction. So we've got opposite predictions for both War Games matches.
It really comes down to those two matches, much like the show itself.
Yes, exactly. But there's one more bit of admin here. Because as you are the Jam That Champion, you get to pick first. Right. You get to pick your Joker pick, for those who don't know, by the way. And you can do these predictions with us at Wrestle League, by the way. Just search Wrestle League, wrestle.com. You do predictions, you're going to be predicting against all of us in the office and like hundreds of other WrestleTalk fans. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Getting your predictions for it now. And also, as you guys will also be able to do in Wrestle League, you get to pick a Joker pick, because each of these matches, every title match is worth 2 points, and every non-title match is worth 1 point.
Yeah.
And if you pick the Joker, you get a potential of double points on that match. So if you do it on a title match, you could win 4 points for one match. However, if you get your Joker pick wrong, you then lose those points. So it's a big swing if you get it wrong. So predict wisely. Dan, what's your Joker pick for today?
I am going to pick wisely, and I'm going to put it on Gunther.
That's valid. I think I'm also going to pick wisely, and I'm picking Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep, also a title match, so we both get 4 points for that. If both of those come true, part of me now wants to see Miz win.
Maybe that's why I did it.
Just this very small 1% part of me. But that is going to do it. Come watch along the Survivor Series watch party at Long Arm Pub and Brewery. Link is in the description for tickets. Get your tickets now. We'll be there. Yeah, the weekend, we've got a no holds board beforehand as well, which we'll be doing live and in person. And we'll be doing the whole stream. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be great. Our watch parties are always such a good time. We can't wait to watch it with you. And if it's your first time here, please subscribe to the channel. Like the video. Why not? We will be doing our live reaction stream at that watch party. Is going to be on the main WrestleTalk channel, not this one.
Oh, really?
So subscribe to WrestleTalk if you're not subscribed there.
Big time.
So it's going to be over there. We're trying something out.
There's also, we're trying something out in a bunch of different ways. It's the first time we've done it in overnight.
Overnight, yeah.
Overnight. It's
this
a lock-in.
This is one of the late ones.
Yeah.
Because for us, it's going to be starting at like 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll have a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's like, I used to do this at uni.
Mm.
There was a bar at uni that used to show them overnight, and then the bar turned into a creche.
Nice.
But now we get to do it with all of you. You can be on camera while we're doing our live reactions.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of fun.
It's going to be awesome. And that creche now plays Carlito's new theme as well.
The little baby spitting on each other.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for watching. I've been Pete Quinnell. I've been joined by Dan Layton.
Excuse me. Give me the respect.
You're Jam That Jampion.
Thank you.
Until Saturday. Jam That Jam.
Jam it.
Jam That Jam. Jam That Jam. Jam That Jam. Jam That Jam.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.